This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Now, our next speaker to the stage, he actually joined an Equal Love rally and spoke some 5 years ago. He's aged somewhat since then. He's been thrown in a jungle. It is Joel Creasy. Please put your hands together for the comedian and the long-time supporter of marriage equality, Joel Creasy!
Thrilled to be here, and I've never mentioned this publicly before or never spoken about this on stage, but very recently my boyfriend, he proposed to me. He proposed that we see other people, but in that moment I realised that I truly do want to get married. It is my basic human right. I know, I am such a diva these days. Like food, shelter, marriage, what's next? Clean drinking water. I am out of control. I heard someone say the other day that gay marriage affects all Australians. It affects all Australians. Incorrect. It only affects the two people in love wanting to get married. Woo! The only people being affected by gay marriage today is the fitness first around the corner, because they are empty while every gay man and lesbian is right here at this rally. Woo! And while I'm at it, may I say, no, we do not want to marry the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I had a one-night stand with it once. It was terrible, very needy, and stayed for breakfast. Young people, of whom I am one, thank you, Anthony. We need to get out to vote. We saw what happened only too recently in America when people did not turn out to vote. Jennifer Hudson was voted off seventh on the third season of American Idol. I know it takes effort, and my generation and young people, we hate effort. I haven't cooked a meal in 3 years. I won't watch a YouTube ad if there is not a skip ad option at the start of it. And I Ubered to the gym the other day, and it's in my building. But this is one of those moments in our young lives which demands that effort. Insta-story yourself voting if you must. Trust me, it's going to make great content. But I would like to speak directly now to those young people who might be struggling with their sexuality, made now only worse by this plebiscite, this amazing, non-binding, postal plebiscite. Well, it's a survey, really, probably done by the same people who do Family Feud. Survey says, you screwed up, Prime Minister. And I'd particularly like to talk to those young people who are perhaps living in a smaller town where gay isn't particularly commonplace. Let me assure you, it does get better. And to please stick in there, find an ally, find someone you can talk to. For the young people, let me assure you, the best part about being an adult is you can make your own decisions. You don't have to be friends with the bullies you share maths class with. You don't have to talk to those family members who don't accept you for who you are. Christmas can just be you and a couple of hotties sipping Mai Tais in Hawaii if you want. You don't have to hang out with Uncle Peter, who constantly asks when you decided to be gay. The gay community is a family, and we are waiting for you here in Melbourne and in Sydney and in Adelaide, and there's three in Perth. We are waiting for you all around the world, waiting to embrace you and to tell you that you are loved and important, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. And if I'm perfectly honest, when you get here, I'll probably try and crack onto you at the dance floor of the Peel. That said, as well, we're talking about small towns. If a footy club in the regional town of Hamilton, Victoria, can paint their footy field 50-metre line rainbow, then anything is possible. And do not lose a Skerica vote. Now, I know Will mentioned earlier to not speak to the No campaign, but I'm a comedian and I can't help myself. So I would just quickly like to talk to those people that printed the laughable Stop the Fags posters. First of all, hello, I'm on the television and I'm famous. Isn't that exciting? Probably never spoken to one of those people before. And yes, I agree, smoking is revolting. And no, I'm sorry, we are not going anywhere. That's not going to happen. We are going to fight. We're going to achieve marriage equality. We are going to be allowed to marry the person we love, regardless of gender and sexuality. We are going to win in sickeningness and in health. And I'm finally going to be able to sell my 10-page bridal spread to New Idea, like I've dreamt of all my life. And finally, PS, stop the fags. Your graphic designer sucks. I've made more compelling posters on Microsoft Paint.
Yes!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Love
you, sir. Joe, this is going to keep you on stage. Joel Creasy, everyone! Now, Joel, jump on this mic here, because I'm going to ask for you to help do what we do at our rallies. If you've been coming to the Equal Love rallies, you know we like to encourage you to get clever with your placards. So now is the time to hold them up and show us the messages that you would like to send.
Oh my God, there's so many.
There are so many. Yes, so we've got a placard here that's listed many of the countries that have got marriage equality.
I like marriage equality. Shantae, you stay. 36 years together, give my dad and stepdad equality under the law. Love is love.
I'm totally gay, so it's a yes vote from me. The computer says yes. I like that one.
I do like computer says yes.
All right, computer says yes is right up the back. When you can come down to the Equal Love Marquee. We've got a voucher from Miss Gertrude Hair Salon. Would you have another voucher, Joel? Would you like to award another?
I like backup? Actually this one right here that names all the countries that have got marriage equality embarrassing for us.
Well done, congratulations. We've got another voucher for you. Please, once again, Mr. Joel Creasy.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.